Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Cross these lines, but you're too damn fine.
record, keep on reaching. Give me one more chance, I'ma show you, girl. One more shot and I'll give you the world. I'm a better man, maybe I'm a step. You a broke ass, but you keep on reoccurring. You ain't getting no chance, no shot, no nada. I'ma blow you a kiss, now don't holler.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, it is Thursday night. Today is January 26th. My days are mixed up. Why? I'm not sure. I am just all confused. I believe today is 26th. All right, y'all, make sure you hit me up in the chat room. If you go to lawlessradio.com and you're going to click that listen and chat button. Now, this is what's going to happen. When you go to lawlessradio.com, you're going to actually hear a show playing in the background. To turn that show off, you're going to go down at the bottom and hit that pause button right underneath, and you'll see it once you hit that chat room. But if you want to listen to me live on the air via the internet, I need you to pause that and then hit that listen live, and another screen was going to pop up. A little media player is going to pop up, and the show is going to play. But you can catch me in the chat room. I am going to turn the video on so you can actually see me live. Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm still not feeling it. I just woke up from a nap. I'm still trying to shake it off. I'm trying to debate if I need me a cola or a nice stiff drink. I think I might go with the stiff drink. So, with that said, I am going to play the music like I always do for the first 30 minutes, and then I'm going to be back. All right, so we're talking about love. This is our love series. We're talking about love, getting it on. Actually, tonight I'm going to talk about several different things that you can use, that you can do with your partner. Things that will excite him, her, or her and her, or him and him, whichever way you flow. I don't discriminate because you know what? I am all about the love. I'm all about getting it on. If you're able to get it on, I get it on with you, and we have some fun. It's nothing like to have some good, good sex going on around here. All right, y'all. Y'all hold tight. I'm going to be right back. This is co-starred by Aaron Deshaw. Remember, I'll be back in about 20 minutes. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio.
She's got me. What if I gave up on my dream and quit trying to do it? this R&B. She's got me. Oh, what if I ain't never blow? And I couldn't get nobody at my show. She's got me. That's why I love her. And you know that's why I put no one above her. And I put that on my mother. She's my
pro star. Shorty make me feel like I can go far. That's why I keep her by my side. She's my co-star. I can't lose with her. I can't do without her. Won't make a move. I'm my co-star. When I be feeling like I wanna fall, she hold me down like nobody knows. She got my back and I can't let her go. She's my co-star.
My shoulder, hold me down like nobody's ever known. And I know that she's got me. She's my backseat driver. And I just know I'll be lost without her. I can't say enough about her. I keep her by my side. Cause she's mine.
She make me feel like I can go.
She make me feel like I can do.
Let's go in. already know what it is. Might be freakology. Let me show you how I do.
As I do 5B3 and 5, and you dripping wet.
Next cut that's coming up, it is from King B, and it's You.
I love it when got me open. You got me dreaming, fiending, wishing, hoping. Just for some time.
Whole world and lose his soul.
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the show. This is Catrice, and you're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, it is January 26th, I am sure, this time. And also, I'm talking about love. I have been talking about love, love, love for the last 2 weeks. Last week, I had a poet on the air, and she spit some poetry last week, and I kind of got the fellas all hot and bothered. They were like, man, they actually was quiet. I was able to shut them up. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? All right, I want to talk about sexual fantasy. What is your sexual fantasy? Tell me, what is it something that you would like to do that you have done? You probably done already and you fulfill that fantasy, but you would love to just do it again. Hit me up. If you don't want to tell me on the air, you can go ahead and hit me up in the chat room. That's where I'll be, in the chat room. Or if you're in the Raw Deal group, I'll check that out periodically. But most of the time, I'm going to be in that chat room, and that is lawlessradio.com. You want to make sure you hit that listen and chat button so we can chat together. All right, y'all, I am shaking off cobwebs. You know, I took a nap, and let me explain to you how I was able to take that nap. Last Friday, I made a decision that, you know what, I was no longer going to let the man hold me down. So I decided to go amongst my own and do what I do best, and that is serving men and women and helping them with their intimacy problems, because that's ultimately what Catrice does. I that's what I do for a living, and you know what? I enjoy it. I enjoy talking about sex. I enjoy helping people get sexy, improving their sex lives. You know, you can ask me pretty much anything, and I'll give you all the advice that you need, because you know what? I want people to either keep playing with themselves, keep fucking, or doing something, but getting used to it. So that's just me. And so you know what? We're just going to bring out me. And so you all can see that it's important that you stay within your realms of intimacy. And when I say in the realms of intimacy, meaning that you need to make sure that you know your body from inside and out. Ladies, if you don't know what your clit is, I suggest that you locate her and fondle her and play with her and get used to her, because you know what? She probably needs you to touch her. Fellas, a lot of y'all out there say y'all don't stroke your dick. That's what you got the women out there for. I bet if you stroke it a little bit on a regular, maybe you won't come so damn quick when you're in the pussy. Maybe you can understand what when we talk about having that control. Do you have dick control? Can you control your dick? Is that possible? Because sometimes, you know, y'all get all up in it because it gets all nice and warm. And, you know, then she gets to squeezing. And then you just lose your mind. And then here you coming. And then she ain't get hers. You know, how fair is that? I mean, are you playing fair? Is this the things that you say that you're going to do, that you're going to expect? What is the ultimate sexual experience? Have you experienced the ultimate sexual experience? Have you gone to a point that you have never been before? Have you experienced that? If you have not experienced it, you need to try it. Don't be scared and nervous about what you haven't done. You need to try it. What is your ultimate sexual experience? What makes you feel good? What turns you on? What turns you off? Are you able to tell your partner that it just don't feel good? I don't like the way you touching me. Are you able to actually tell your partner that? People, you need to be able to speak freely about sex. And sex is something, it's not taboo, okay? This is This is something that's been happening since Adam and Eve, basically. And you know what? We can't be scarce and we can't be shy when it comes down to that subject, because you know what? There's a lot of people out there just taking it from others and not asking. And you know, they have problems and they get sick. But what I want to do is tell you that, you know what, there's a lot of things that you can do. Self-gratification is amazing. Just amazing. Have you actually sat one day and, you know, you're just minding your own business, and then, you know, I'm speaking to the ladies on this one. So, ladies, you know, you're just sitting there one day, and then you just get, like, this certain urge just come over your body. And then the next thing, you're feeling it all within your vaginal area. Everything's just starting to just kind of jump a little bit, and you're getting wet, and you're like, man, what is going on? Am I horny? You go to the bathroom. You think you got to pee. You think it's like a urination sensation, and it's really not. You may twinkle just a little bit, but I'm telling you, what's happening is that you're having an orgasm. Did you realize that? Did you realize that when you're having those sensations, those feelings, and you go to the bathroom, you're thinking that you have to pee, and then you ever actually use it, and then you go, oh, yes, that was an orgasm. Can you believe that you were actually having an orgasm without even touching your vagina, because you was actually thinking about it? Something just kind of came to mind. It was either that night you rolled on his dick, or he was walking past you when he got out the shower, or she, it doesn't matter. You know, you could have been in the shower this morning, and, you know, you had the little shower head, and you just kind of spraying it around and making yourself feel good. That's what I'm talking about. When you can just have an orgasm just purely by thought, you're a bad motherfucker, okay? Just bad. Those are the things that I like to teach men and women, that it is possible. These are possible. You have to really be in touch with yourself and just understand, and don't hold back. Don't be one of those, like, you know what, I'm just not feeling this, you know. I don't know if I can do this. Man, I say I play with myself, but man, this thing is really, really strange. It seems really strange to me playing with myself. I'm not sure if I'm down with this. I really can't handle it. Then you think about it, you're like, man, okay, what can I do? All right, y'all, tell me, what is your most intimate sexual fantasy that you have? Hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, we have a good lineup on our shows. You know, you make sure that you check out Johnny. He comes on every Sunday, I believe, at 5:30 Central Time. Then you got Sherm the Man every Monday night, 7 p.m. Central. You have The Chairman with Grit Grind with TL, the midweek release. Just release yourself midweek with The Chairman every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Yours truly, Raw Deal with Catrice, every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay, so you understand why I'm on at 9 p.m. because, you know, I kind of get a little raw with that. And we want to make sure that the children are in bed. And then we're going to end that week off with So Ambitious. So Ambitious. She comes on every Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. All right, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all check out all our DJs here at LawlessRadio.com, because we here, we support our local come up. We do what we can. We want to make sure that our artists are showcased to the best of our ability. If you are interested in submitting your music here on lawlessradio.com and would like your music to be placed into rotation, what I need you to do is go to lawlessradio.com. Make sure you hit that submit your music button. Follow those instructions. follow the instructions, people. Sometimes we have problems following instructions, so it's very key that you follow those instructions. All right, y'all. Talk to me. Talk to me. Hit me up in the chat room. Hit me up in the Raw Deal group. Or just go ahead and hit that one button. Call in. Tell me what's your deepest sexual fantasy. It's just you and me just talking. We can just have a nice, intimate conversation. In a little bit, I'm going to give y'all a little description on some things that, you know, I teach a lot of my clients when I go out to different homes. I teach a lot of my clients different techniques that they can use in the bedroom to kind of spice it up, throw a little surprise on their partner. And you know what? I'm going to share a couple of those techniques with you. All right, y'all hold tight. This is, I thought I was going to play another cut, but it just cut out on me. All right, let's see. We're going to play Faith Diggs, Love Don't Cheat. Y'all be hold tight, and I'll be right back. Arousal. In order to want to have sex, a feeling of desire has to be experienced. Arousal appears to come, you know, through the brain, through the pheromones. It's not completely understood how it happens or how the hormones kind of interact with it. But when a man first experiences arousal in his penis, it gets hard, and it becomes a wreck. And a woman's initial response is for her vagina to get moist. As the desires increase with the exchange of variety of caresses and stimulation and the engorgement areas. Do y'all know what I'm talking about when I say engorgement areas? That clit starts to get really heightened and hard, and it gets real excited. And then you reach that peak. I always say at the end of every show that you got to get it hot before you get it wet. And I'm going to tell all my fellas out there, you got to get it hot before you get it wet. It is very, very important. All right, y'all. I am talking about the ultimate of sexual arousal fantasy. What is your ultimate sexual fantasy? What are the things that you like, that you enjoy? Okay? I am talking serious. I am not playing. We are not talking about people this evening. We're not getting attitudes. I am not going to have no dual information of two and one all together. All right, y'all, I'm not going to allow you all to talk over each other this evening. So as you call in and want to talk on the air, you will be placed one by one on the air, because I want the listeners to understand that this is something serious. You know, we want to talk about that. There has to be some type of interaction together before you actually get into the midst of having that sexual experience. All right, y'all hold tight. Let's see who this is on the air. 770, this is Catrice. Who's this?
Hi, baby. Yeah.
What's up, ma'am? How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, ma'am, if you don't mind, do you have your computer on? You might want to turn it down.
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing some feedback.
That's not even me. Can you turn it off, please? Thank you. Whatever, I just want to say, yes, we were talking about sexual, because that's like a lot. It depends on whatever your sexual attraction is, because if it's just physical.
Right.
And if that's all you have, what is that? Like, when you physically see somebody?
Right. Okay, so when you physically see somebody, do you get sexually aroused by just the sight of them?
It depends. That's what I'm saying. I have been sexually, physically attracted by a man,
mm-hmm.
which was my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, every time I say I want to go at it, you know, because I already know, you know, how to put it down, you know, doing this and that, that don't mean that's all good. But you can get into a sexual attraction with somebody that has nothing to do with sex at all. It's just like a love, like a... Maybe not even love. I don't know. Like a, what do you call that? Like a, I just like, ugh. Yeah, you
infatuation.
In this other way, it's right. Mm-hmm. Infatuation. It's like
mm-hmm.
you turn me on in this way, but it's not like a physical thing. It's not a financial or emotional. It's like a, it's more than that. And see, people get caught up in physical stuff. So that's what, like, sexual is not always physical. That's what I was trying to prove a point
yeah.
to. Because when somebody's saying, I want to, like, and I'm not trying to be too vulgar, so I hope I'm not, I want to eat your pussy. Do you know how many times I've had that done?
Right.
I mean,
you know,
I want to make you come. I can do that myself.
It's like, you know what, let me speak on that, because, you know, there's a lot of men, you know, out there say, well, all I want to do is just eat your pussy. Well, you know what? Get in line, motherfucker. okay? Because there's a whole lot of motherfuckers out there that just want to eat pussy, okay? But, you know, you can be the connoisseur, the king of pussy eating. However, a lot of us women, you know what? That is not like the say all be all to what's going to go down.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's other things that you need to do. And it just, you know, just saying I'm going to eat your pussy is just not, you know, hey. I'm just saying.
So you hate everybody. Because come on now. Do you think that I even have my stuff ate?
Right.
I got kids. I'm a grown woman. If I can eat it, I eat it myself. Come on now. Come on now. That's all you got.
That's all you got. That's what I'm saying. So a lot of men think that, like, you know, you supposed to say, you know, oh, I'm gonna eat your pussy. Let me eat you. You supposed to jump out like, okay, you know, that's bullshit. No, you know, and because, you know what, I'll get pissed off if you don't eat the damn pussy right, and I'm not you. Now you wasting my time.
For what?
Okay.
You wasting my time.
You wasting
talking
my time.
About how you gonna do it.
You done got me all worked up, saying that you about to lay it down. I done got my head all. I got both heads all ready, and then you down there getting all sloppy mouth, saying shit.
And I'm gonna tell this, for real. I don't even give them the chance, though. Really, I don't. It's just a thing for you. You don't even know me. We don't have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing. So for you to tell me that I'm a tear that up, and I'm a just tell from the back, front, really to the, that's nasty to me.
Mm-hmm. 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 Exactly. Exactly.
You did that to that.
Right.
The one
right.
up the street, that one
right.
around the corner, that one that ain't never had it.
Right.
Give that to her because I don't want it.
Absolutely.
But it was nasty. So I will put that out there for my men and for the women. You know, we all talk stuff because I do too.
Right.
But honestly, come on now. You think I'm just getting down with everybody around?
Right.
The world.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Right. We now understand. Sucking dick is a privilege. I'm sorry. Just like y'all eat pussy is a damn privilege. Some of y'all just eat pussy for the hell of it. But sucking dick is a privilege. Okay. You need basically. You know, you need to be worth it for me to even put my mouth on your damn penis. All right. So it don't come to me day one pulling your shit out asking me to suck it. Ain't happen, motherfucker. Ain't happen. All right.
You might get the motherfucker bit off if you don't get it back in quick enough.
Absolutely. Hold on. I'm gonna be right back. You hold tight. All right, now, so Mel make a good point. You know, you might get your shit bit off. All right, projecting a sexual image. What is your sexual image? Hold on, hold tight. Who's this? What's up, Zeke? How you doing this evening?
What's cooking?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh man, I'm feeling good. I'm just straight up off a nap, so my ass wide up. Shit. I took a damn nap. I took one of them hour power naps and shit. Now I'm just sitting here talking about sex. I said, we got Mel out here. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and bring in Mississippi Red. How you doing this evening, Mississippi Red?
What's happening, y'all?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good. And
happy Thursday
to you. I think I can have a really good story to tell y'all.
Okay,
hold
on a second. Hold on. Before you even tell a story, if it has anything to do with you playing with the clit and you describing us how you lick pussy, I don't want to hear it for the 50,000th time.
Okay, has nothing to do with eating pussy, even though I know I can do it very well.
Okay, all right. So what you got to say?
Let me just say this.
Goodness, we only got an hour left.
No, okay. Shut up. Mel and I have a story to tell.
Okay, no, you tell the story, please.
You want me to tell the story?
Okay, you know what? Hold tight.
Hell no.
Hold tight, because I ain't got time for that shit right now. Hold tight. What's up, Aunt?
What up, man? How y'all doing?
We doing what we do. I was going to allow Mississippi to tell a story, but Mississippi Red, I have you on hold, and you just need to listen to me and listen to me real good. I'm going to put you back on, and you're going to tell this damn story, and I don't keep asking questions. Tell the fucking story so we can move on. We only got an hour left, man. An hour and 4 minutes and 17 seconds. Mississippi Red, you have
everybody. Okay. Dr. Passion. Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so Mel was invited here, and she should have gotten here yesterday at 4 o'clock, but she got lost and kept dipping in and out. She didn't get here until after midnight. Now, I'm mad at a motherfucker because I have to unload all the shit out of her car. And I got to go to work this morning. Well, after we fooled around a little bit, I had to go to work this morning, but I was too tired to go to work, so I told her.
Why you lied? You better stop it.
I told Mel, I'm like, well.
I'm gonna shut up right there, but you need to stop it. Go ahead.
Oh my goodness!
Okay.
Does everybody have to know what's going on? I mean, really?
Let me tell that story.
Okay.
Hey,
so
man, you just saw Mississippi Red. What the hell it was? Trying to take some directions. What the hell y'all just heard any damn way?
Oh my goodness!
Tell the damn story.
Why you gonna tell them that I got lost? No, the hell I did. You got me wrong. That was fucking direction. So go ahead.
I gave her the wrong direction.
Oh my goodness. You're diverting.
So then,
I need you to stay focused. Like I tell my children, stay focused.
Okay, so I gave her the wrong direction. So then. She asked me to give.
No, I got GPS, and then I
put her ass on mute.
GPS.
I don't put myself, mute me, because I'm about to mute myself anyway.
Oh, man. You don't want nobody to know.
Okay, so I give her my address. Put on the GPS.
Okay, so what's the moral of the story, Mississippi Red? What is the moral of this whole story?
There is no point.
The moral of the story is Mel. Are you?
Take out a left dick.
And? Okay, we knew that.
Right.
Okay. All right. We put them
you
back on
that?
Man, no, man, we ain't, don't even go to Ant. I put them on mute, so you can't even hear the fucking response.
Thanks.
Man, okay, all right. Man, okay, well, since I got, you know, Ant, I'm going to pick on you. Tell me what's the nastiest sexual fantasy you got that you just need to play out before you leave this world.
I didn't do them all. That's why I need to get married now. I ain't really all that nasty. I just like sex. It ain't got to be. It's nasty, but it ain't nasty. You know.
It ain't nasty.
You know, ain't no ass. Excuse me, Mississippi. Ain't no ass licking and all that. It's straight fucking eating. You know, 4-5 positions, 3-4 positions. You know, multiple women, shit like that. Threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big, really.
Mm.
I don't want to say
What about you, Zeke?
Hell, I ain't. Man, I ain't thinking about all that bullshit. You give me some money, I can come all day.
Money maker.
Shit, I don't have enough pussy to last me the rest of my life.
See?
When you get older, I'm in my 40s now. Shit, I ain't thinking about all that fucking shit. I'm straight.
See? And you know what? And that's a good point though, because as we do get older, we like you know it is what it is. Fuck it, shit. I guess yeah, okay. You know,
yeah.
And don't even think nothing else about it.
Y'all speak for yourself. I still want plenty pussy. I'm about 60 and still trying to fuck.
Yeah, you can still want to fuck, but it ain't a real big priority no more.
I mean, no, I always put money in work first, but, you know, money work pussy. See?
Money work pussy. Hey, money. Yeah, that. Well, you know that.
You got to throw the shorties in there, you know, but after that, I want some pussy.
Man, see? All right, I done brought the two back, and we got Mel and Mississippi Red back. I don't want nobody arguing on the air.
Hello, I'm mad. Mel,
no,
you went to South Mississippi? What's
we're
up, Mel?
Let me tell the story.
No, fuck your story, man.
Okay, there's no story to tell. I mean, there's no story to tell, really. Okay, so basically, Aunt, you was not on the air last week. It was announced that Mel and Mississippi Red are an item.
We are not an item.
Well, Mel just clarified that they are not an item.
She just goes to different states to fuck.
I am here in them. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I didn't even know black people live here, but hey.
Man, Milwaukee.
He went all the way over there.
Black people
went all the way to Wisconsin to get a little dick. Well, it don't matter.
And you booty lick.
We got it.
And the point I was trying to say was.
Hold on, Miss Super Red. I need to bring in another caller. You'll say what you need to say in a minute. This is a 8447 number. What's up, man? Who is this on the air?
Hey, it's Thomas.
What's up, Thomas? How you doing?
Well, good. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Well, you know my situation.
Okay, hold on. I got it here. Okay, so what's your deepest sexual fantasy?
Before I leave this earth, two women at once.
Two women at once. All right. Hey, do you want them to do anything special? You want them all over you, or you just want to watch them? I mean, how's it going to go down?
Hey, man, whatever flies, nothing planned. That's the best way to enjoy it.
That's the best way to enjoy it. I know that's right.
Just let it fly.
Man, okay, let me tell y'all a story. Buck is asleep, and I wish he was awake. But let me explain to y'all what happened at the Subway. On
okay.
Friday, okay? All right. So, Buck and I went to the Walmart, all right? So, we walking in there. He said he wanted to get him a Subway sandwich. So, I'm like, all right, cool. So, I go sit down while he's ordering his food. Now, this young lady comes up, you know, she ordered her food. Now, everybody know, I mean, the people that know me personally know the type of person that I am. So, I like to observe shit. You know, I don't say nothing. I'm not one of those women that get up from, you know, from the back of the room and say, why the fuck you talking to my man? I'm just not like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to look at shit. You know, shit like that turned me on. So this woman comes up and she's talking to Buck in line. And now anybody that knows Buck, and you know Buck, so you know when he hungry, right? So ain't nothing else on his mind but food. All right.
I understand
so,
that.
So this woman, she's talking to him. Now, I'm sitting there watching. Now, she has sized up my husband. She looked him up and down. She done gave him her best pose. Now, you know, he done said something to her. You know, he said, oh, man, you rocking that hair, you know. And, you know, he was kind of being sarcastic because she had that big spiky hair. He don't like that shit. But, you know, he was rocking that hair, you know, talking to her. You know, he said small talk, right? So she felt that was like the opener of, all right, I'm about to go in and see what you all about. So she got to talking about, you know, she was on the bus, you know, and it was raining outside. Now, when she said it was on the bus, anybody that knows again, was like, okay, well, you on the bus, okay?
Right.
So now at this point, I think Buck is realizing that she's really flirting with him. So I'm still sitting there just looking, you know, and I'm getting a kick out of it because, you know, every time he moves, her eyes is on him. And so he get his food, and she's like, you going to go home and eat that alone? He's like, nah, I'm not going to eat that alone. You know, and then he said, have a good day, right? So he walking away, and I'm like, damn, Buck, you didn't want to give her no play, no nothing. You didn't want to, like, talk to her. I mean, she was hitting all, she was giving you all the points, just hitting on you, just bam, bam, bam. And he looking at me, he like, man, I wasn't about to do nothing. I had them daggers looking at me from behind my back. I was like, you didn't notice that this woman was coming up on you, flirting with you. He like, I had an indication, but it just didn't hit me like that. And you know, and then my wife is sitting here at this table, so I wasn't even thinking about nothing like that. But I was laughing at the fact that he couldn't even, you know, he didn't like recognize that she was, you know, actually flirting with him. You know, so to Buck, my husband, you know, my poor baby, he just didn't, he had no idea that, you know, he still got it.
How did he look?
She was cute. And so the thing was, I was going to say, I had a couple things going through my head because I was going to get up and give her a card, but I didn't want to seem like, you know, one of them jealous-ass women, you know, because I see you talking to my man, and then here I come running up on her. Because I'm not like that, and I didn't want to give that impression. So I just sat there and just watched it go down. You know, and I said, okay, well, this is cool, but she, you know, she was kind of cute, but you know, she was a little too, you know, she was a little too dark on Buck's side. You know, he wasn't feeling it. You know, I think if she was a little, you know, in the mid tone or lighter, he probably would have, you know, rolled with it or said something out the ordinary, like, you know, you can have me and my wife too, and then, you know, and then we could have took it from there. But other than that.
Right.
You know, we had to roll with it. But I thought that was quite interesting. Okay, well, we got Mississippi Red out here. We got Mel. I got to tag team y'all every so often because y'all talk over each other. Okay.
Hey, Mississippi Red, how you like Prince Bill to coming back to Detroit?
Mississippi Red, where he at? Oh, he done left. Mel, you there too? Uh-oh.
Oh, they finna get it in. Ooh,
wow. Okay, well, then I left. Something done happened. Shit. Man,
hey, Mel is a trip.
Mel's a trip.
Yes.
She goes. She
crazy. I ain't even gonna put up business in the street.
No, don't even do that. Don't even do that. Yeah, you know. Everybody got their own little special little thing that they do, right?
Yeah,
you got,
I guess so.
Yeah, you gotta get it, Man. All right,
but
so
I ain't supposed to do Mississippi.
man. Mississippi, but you know what, Mississippi,
hey,
Mississippi.
No, I'm here.
Of course you're there.
Yeah, of course I'm right here. Hey, let me tell you something.
fuck.
Okay, a lot of people gonna be mad at this, but we woke up this morning, and I didn't go to work. I had missed a day of work, and I told Mel, I told her, I say, you gonna pay me one day's pay. You know what she said to me?
What?
Nigga, you just got some free pussy.
Well, now.
And she was thinking about that, too. So I'm like, well, I can't, you know, I can't argue with that. Hell, I waited all night for your ass to come over here. And I finally got her after midnight, and she's still up here with me, looking me in my face. We having drinks together, and I know
what
Zeke.
What y'all drinking?
Absolute.
That's an uncommon.
And I know Zeke in the closet, faggot ass.
Oh, here we go. See? I had to put your ass on mute because you just had to go there. You know, it just.
I want to give him a big ups, though, man. Way to get out there and work on it, buddy.
Shit, whatever.
Hey, yeah, like he done conquered Janet Jackson.
Man, he done conquered the world. He done hit it. You know,
right.
Like
the same motherfucker was crying over me all night.
Man.
Okay, right.
Man.
Now he gonna try that like he's doing something big.
Yes.
Nigga, an Ethiopian will go crazy if you give him a hot dog.
Hit me up in the chat room, lawlessradio.com. I'm in the chat room. Y'all hit me up in there. Make sure you hit that listen and chat button. Y'all missed me last week because I was broadcasting live. I had the live video feed going on. Y'all missed it. But
hey, I heard somebody else last week. I ain't hear you. I hung up.
Well, you know my situation, so it's been working bad, so.
Oh, no, you know what? I understand, Thomas. I understand, and you know our prayers are going out to you. Really, really, they are. I truly understand. But yeah, we are kind of moving up in there. You know, I had the live video feed going on. I think the problem was last week, and people couldn't hear, is because you clicked on the link off my page to hit the chat room. And what it was is that you had to just go straight to lawlessradio.com and go to the chat room and then hit that listen live button and then you can listen live. The only disadvantage to it all is that, you know, it does have that that delay. So you can see my mouth moving not in accordance to what you're listening to. So that was the only disadvantage to it. But we did get it finally working towards the end of the show. We had Tanya on last week. She was spending some very, very nice poetry for us, and I enjoyed that. I think it kind of calmed everyone down a bit and just kind of gave it a little mellow feeling. I was talking about sexual fantasy. My major sexual fantasy, really, I want to have sex on top of a skyscraper, like on the roof. Like,
you
know.
You ain't never lived in the project?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
No, I haven't. So I mean, I'm thinking, you know, like, you know, Empire State Building, some Sears Tower, but a tall building when it's really nice outside with the stars, and I just want to get the fucking, and I want to hear my voice echo out through the whole air.
Wow.
I never thought of that one, but that makes it interesting.
That do sound interesting. I want motherfuckers to say, damn, somebody having sex. Where are they? I want to figure where that shit is. That's what I want. That's exactly what I want. Just to have some fun. Now, I got to figure out how that's going to happen. But that is definitely on my bucket list. Fucking on top of a building, it got to be a skyscraper. I ain't talking about no 10-foot building, and you know, you got pigeons and shit on top of it. I'm talking about something like, you know, like that Sleepless in Seattle shit.
Yeah,
something like that.
Okay.
You know. All right, hold tight. We got 708. This is Raw Deal. Who's this on the line? 708 number.
Oh, shit.
Hello? Hello?
My bad, y'all. I was listening in on the treadmill. I must have pushed the button.
Go ahead. Work it out, baby. Work it out. Sweat that out. That's what I'm talking about. All right, girl. Go ahead and listen to the show. Work it out. She's like, oh, shit. See, you know what? She working on the treadmill. That fish sound good, too. Yeah. Mississippi Ray, are you going to call in another phone? What else you got to say? Shit. All right. Y'all hold tight. I'm going to play a King B cut. This is so cold. I'll be right back. All right, y'all, I am back. I am back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. All right, when and how did you first learn about sex? Did you just, with the girl next door and y'all was playing doctor and you just kind of discovered it? I mean, I want to know, when was the first experience? Let's see. We're going to pick on somebody here. Let's pick on Thomas. Thomas.
Yeah.
Tell us, when and how did you first learn about sex? What happened?
Pretty much what you said a minute ago. It's just girl next door, the doctor playing house, that type of stuff. And just being alone in the backyard in our little clubhouse thingy, whatever you want to call it, and one thing led to another, and
led to another with the girl next door. So you knew where to stick it. I take it.
I did, but not necessarily. I was a kid. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? But, I could use my hand, so.
There we go.
What the hell? right. I wasn't in porn star mode then. It's just hell. I'm just happy to be here.
Right. Just help.
Shit.
I didn't know finger
and just took a different meaning when you get older. But wow, what's going on here?
Hey, aunt, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, so when was your first sexual experience?
Oh wow, Caretha Crowder, The Babysitter.
Damn,
man, I don't even want to tell how old I was.
Man, did she rape you?
Basically, I was molested. Yeah, but she's get me and this other little girl she was babysitting. And just showed us how to do it. She was around 16.
Uh-huh.
We was probably young.
What, 7, 8?
Yeah, 9, 8.
Nine.
And she would take it, put it there, and...
Wow.
That's a story, but that's the truth.
Man. And it's deep. You remember the name.
Hell yeah, I remember the name. I can damn it.
What happened if you see her out in the street? Have you seen her lately?
No. She old. She got to be an old-ass woman now. I don't know what I'd say to her.
Ooh, shit. The one I would give credit to, well, I've seen her. I haven't seen her in probably, I don't know, maybe somewhere between 7 and 10 years, and not the slim figure I once knew. So.
Man, see.
And she got I think she got like 3 or 4 kids.
See what happened? See what happened? Zeke, was you molested when you was a child by some woman? Zeke ain't even there. There was another question I had. Where was I was talking about the sexual fantasies. Now one girl she put out on my inbox that her sexual fantasy is for her to get her man to do it in his ass. Now, why would you want to do that to your man? I'm just not understanding. Why would you do that to your man? Now, let me ask y'all. What'd you say?
No, go ahead. Finish your question.
Okay. Let me ask y'all, what do y'all feel about nudity? Do you feel comfortable just in the light, just getting just butt naked? I think men are okay with it. Women have issues with it. They don't like to just be absolutely, totally nude in the light.
Hey, if I lose about 10, 15 more pounds, I wouldn't care either.
You wouldn't care?
Man,
What you do? You go back home? You go back up there in Chicago and just start eating?
All that hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, the winter months is a bitch up here. You know that.
What does the winter months have to do with you gaining the weight? What you just, you back away from the table?
It's sunny sometimes. Sometimes, especially in the winter, shit. That's the most where you gain your weight at.
So what you been doing, Aunt? You been eating out? Because you was nice and fit and trim before you left here, and then what happened?
Yeah. Just, sitting around job searching, eating. Yeah.
The food been good? You been jerk chicken, curry goat?
Jerk chicken, cooking, all that shit, man. Right now, I don't even look at the body when I go in the mirror. I just look at the face.
Damn.
hurry up and dry off. This little belly I didn't put back on me, man, it's crazy.
Dang. You see, the age catching up with you.
Yeah.
I admit that with me because I think the only thing on me is stomach.
That's it.
That's the strangest part about me. Everything else is normal, but the stomach.
Buck know how my mama looks, so he know where the butt came from. So all that then got bigger.
Oh, just damn! Butt. So you done blossomed, proportioned out, huh?
Man, I'm about 180.
Oh no, Aunt, come on, man.
Man, quit bragging, dude. That ain't cool.
I'm short though. I can't be no 180 in this short.
Nah.
Dude, I'm 5'10" and probably passing 270.
Y'all need. Come on, let's all get it together here. Speaking of Mississippi Red, what you got to say? Mississippi Red, what you got to say?
Dr. Pash.
What do you have to say?
I just got back in there.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold up. Let me say what I have to say.
Oh, see.
Okay, Dr. Pash.
Will you fuck?
She hear you, man.
Okay. Everybody be quiet. Me and Mel is having some quality time together.
Hey,
and everybody else
going to
be mad. Not at time.
Okay. You know what? I mean.
The good, Bobo?
Oh, my goodness.
Good
thing.
CJ.
Okay. Hello? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now. I just don't understand why we have to go through this every week with you, but it's all good. I was looking through this. Let me explain something. You know what? No, I'm about to put you on hold. Let me explain something, y'all. I'm going through some classes, okay? Because I'm about to get my PhD, okay? So I'm going through these classes. I have to do like these different studies. And so I did a study, and Aunt and Thomas, you will be getting a phone call from me in the next week,
sure.
And I'm going to be asking you a series of questions, and I need some truthful fucking answers, okay? But in any case,
I tried my best to shock you.
Okay. But in any case, I'm going through this study. So I went through the study with married men. So I'm going through the study with married men. Men with children, men without children, single men and all that. So I'm going through the whole series with women. And basically what I'm basing my dissertation on is the maturity of a sexual discovery between men and women, okay, based off of where they are in their life. So if you're married, if you're single, whatever, because believe it or not, the thoughts of a single man with children is totally different from the thoughts of a single man with no children.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Like, you know, before, okay, Thomas, I'm gonna take you for example, okay? Because
okay.
you are a new father, okay? So to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So five years ago, your mindset was totally different than what your mindset is today, right?
Correct.
Okay. Because now when you think about something, you're thinking about your child too, right? So if you go through a process, when it was just you, it was like, okay, you make the decision. That was a say-all, be-all decision. That's it.
Right.
Okay. Then now that shorty here, it's like you make a decision. You're like, you got to, like, reconsider it. You got to go back. You know, you got to figure out, you know, is this the right thing to do? You know, before you
mm-hmm.
because there's other people impacted by it. Then now you're going, and then I noticed that some men too is that, especially newer fathers, that they make sure that there's no more babies coming about no time soon. Okay.
Amen. Yes.
Okay. So.
Amen to that. Yes.
That right there gives you an indication, like, okay, you know what? This is a lot of damn work, so, you know, I'm going to make sure that this ain't going to happen no time soon, you know, so I could just have my sanity, right? You know?
Of course.
So you got to do that. So, now, Aunt, you are a father, but you've been a father for, what, 16 years now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you, your mindset is different. Where it was in the beginning, it was kind of like Thomas's mindset, but now you just trying to make sure that Shorty get through school, you know, and you don't kill the mama because y'all don't agree.
Right.
You know. So it's like, how do you actually handle all that? So that's basically what I'm basing this dissertation off, because a lot of men stop, like, having sex, or they're being mindful of the sex that they're having because they don't want to reproduce no more than they don't have to. You know?
Right.
So
that's
weird.
It's like you got a microphone playing it in my head or some shit. Because the thing about the kids, that is, oh my God, since he's been here, I at least think about that at least once a week.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
yeah.
See?
My baby mama was birth control, because I couldn't imagine having her and another baby mama, because I'd have been in jail a couple of times.
See?
So,
because you go through that process and you learn what's going on. So the maturity, basically how I'm writing it is off of the maturity of your sexual discovery. You know, you wonder, like, do you stop having sex? No. But you be very mindful of the sex that who you're having sex with and how you protect yourself during that sexual encounter. So where before, that protection really didn't mean much or nothing, but now that Shorty here, you're like, fuck that. I'm gonna make sure that somebody gonna be strapped up. Something gonna happen.
Right.
We're not gonna reproduce again. Now on the women's side, it's a little different, okay? Because you know that there's a lot of women out there that, you know, have 1, 2, 3, maybe 4, 5 baby daddies. Okay. There's nothing wrong. I'm not knocking it. If you got multiple baby daddies, okay, good for you. And I'm not knocking you. However, that's just something that I personally made sure that was not going to happen to me. Okay. Now I talk to women, and their view is that they put the responsibility on why and how they got pregnant on the man, which is wrong. How do y'all feel about that?
That's not
right.
She got to protect
herself.
Right. Shit.
Because there's a point. Oh, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
You know, it's on both of us. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to protect me, you protect you. You know, what if the condom break? You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you, that's foolish. Yeah.
See? That's just foolish.
And I'm, you know, like you say, I'm not knocking no woman with two, three, four baby daddies. But your mind state should be the same as our mind state. You know what I'm saying? Why you gonna have all these different baby daddies? Two of them, one of the three gonna be ignorant. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Just based on, you know what
uh-huh.
I'm saying? Why would you put the whole family in that type of situation? You know what I'm saying? So to me, you know, I know you father. I know love can happen more than once, but shit, that don't mean a baby got to be involved. You know, and then I dated a woman with four kids, three different daddies. But I also knew that I wanted them to be the fifth daddy just for the simple fact that I'd have been jealous of my child. You know what I'm saying? My child, a fifth child, four other kids. You know what I'm saying? You not saying that she couldn't provide for all of them, but she is. It just ain't going to work. It just wasn't. I couldn't have done it. As a woman, ain't no way in the world I'd have had more than two baby daddies at the most. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And after the second one, shit, the second nigga would have been marrying me. If I'd have got Tasha pregnant twice, we would actually be together. We'd be
mm-hmm.
fighting this bullshit, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just because I just wouldn't want that shit for me or for her. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I can understand.
But,
I can understand. Go ahead, Thomas. I'm sorry.
But see, my thing is too. Is where's the mentality in all that? I mean, he brings up a good point about love, because some people's idea of love is, wow, mind blowing to where they think this is what it is. Like those people, like a woman who thinks if the guy she's in love with ain't kicking her ass, she don't love him. You know what I mean? And to some degree, I'm wondering with somebody who's had multiple baby daddies, I mean, where is their mentality at to where, you know, logic, common sense, you know, this is, you know, you believe in the guy telling you, well, he'll be there, and then he don't be there, all of a sudden it's a shock. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's something I just never understood about that.
Well, my take on it all is that I'm just gonna come out and say it. Now, in my mind, that I can say if two different fathers, yes. When you get past the two different baby daddies, then there is some sense of responsibility to lie on you.
Right.
Okay. And when you get to a point where you are popping out babies, bam, 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 by so many different men, there should be some sense of, I'm going to say, responsibility on you to make sure that you do this. Now, if it's intentional that you know, every time that you have sex or if you're with a man that you just get pregnant and this is intentional and this is the things that you want to do, okay, fine. But don't blame it on the man because it's his fault. When both parties are at fault, in my mind. Okay?
It's
true. I made it a point, and I did very well. I did not have my first child until I was 30. But that was my choice. Because I knew that I wanted to live out my 20s the best and possible way that I could. You know, so now, you know, and I get teased. I do get teased. People tease me. They're like, man, you know, a lot of my friends, their kids, you know, they going on 18, 20 years old, 16, you know, they self-sufficient. And I still got babies around the house. You know, they tease me. They say, oh, I'm almost done. You know, my kids out the house, I'm done. I said, but you know what? I'm enjoying this because I enjoyed the hell out of my 20s. I didn't spend my 20s taking care of a child when I knew that I wasn't ready. You know, and so that was my main focus. And how people change how their lives just kind of change their whole thought process about sex in general when it comes down to just reproducing, it totally goes into a different perspective. And a lot of people don't know how to handle it. And then you wonder, you know. And then you look back. Now, I talked to several women, and talked to a couple of women that had multiple children through multiple fathers. But their children are now older. And their perspective right now is the main thing they said is they wish they would have waited a little longer. But they're not upset that it happened. Because now their children are grown, they're able to do the things they want to do with their life now. But things would have been a lot easier for them. This is how they say it, if they would have waited.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And you can understand that. You know, I like me, for instance. I worked a job for a long time, okay? And so this past Friday, I decided that I was not going to work that job no more, okay? Where a lot of people was like saying, what do you mean you're not going to work? Because I was not happy. So you can't stay in something that you don't enjoy because it's going to mess you up. And what really did it, and I'm going to tell you this, And as a parent, and as you all are out there doing the things that you do, and you know, bringing these children into your lives, you have to understand that these children need you as more and more now than anything. But when I decided that I was not going to work that job no more and do my business full time and be at home with my kids, my child said to me, "So that means you're gonna spend more time with us." So when your child comes to you and say that to you, you know that you was overloaded with the things that job was messing you up so bad that you was overloaded, that it was taking you away from what you wanted with your kids. So you got to put things into perspective. You just got to see it. You know. So you know, and then and that's something big for an 8-year-old to come out and say.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
That is something big. So when your child says something like that to you, that means you need to stop in your damn tracks and you need to reevaluate some shit and you need to let go what's holding you from doing the things that you need to do. So this week was week one of my self-employment and I am enjoying every last bit of it. Every last,
wow.
You know, so you gotta put shit like that in perspective. You gotta do it. You just gotta do it. So you put those options out there, you see it. So yeah, so
but
I talked to
you. Go ahead.
What'd you say? Go ahead.
I said you had brought up about, you know, some of your friends teasing you about having kids at 30. I mean, it's not as bad as what I'm getting, and I'm 44. I'm going to turn 45 in about a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm a first-time dad, so it's the whole thing is, the whole experience is something different. I'm still learning a lot of things, especially when it comes to spending time with my son.
Absolutely, absolutely. The kids, as I'm saying, that's the thing. The kids need us, y'all. It don't matter if they 2, 3, 12, 16, 17. You make sure that you stick with them until they at least become an adult and they're self-sufficient in the things they need. And you know what? You're still going to need them because I still call my mama every so often and talk to her. But you know, you have to, you gotta put those things in perspective. So basically what I'm saying is that when you're laying, people, when you're laying down and you're having sex, okay, and it gets so good to you, you have to realize exactly the act of having that sex. Now, I could talk to you about sex all day long. I can talk about which way you're going to get it, you know, which way you're going to get flipped, you're going to be upside down, to the side, whatever. You toss a salad, I don't care. But the thing is, when you get into that whole act of that sexual experience, understand the ramifications that come with it. All right? That is, I mean, it's so powerful, the ramifications that come with it. Because when you start bringing in a whole nother person into the equation, all your shit gets jacked up. Okay?
Right.
I mean, like, let's see. I know, and I've been, I known you since Tay was a baby. Tay consumed your whole life for the first 8, 9, 10 years. It was nothing but Tay. You know, and now you're starting to finally breathe just a little bit. But, you know, now you're at that deli. She's at that stage right now, that 16, 17, 18-year-old stage. So now you just got to stay on her ass.
Right. I got to beg for time from her, see.
Right. Right. You know? So, it's they say it gets easier as they get older, but I don't believe it.
I don't know, but I hope it's true.
They say,
because I got a handful, I know that.
Man, they say, and Thomas, you know, I put my hat up to you, man, because, you know, for you to be an older man and just not having a child, choice or not by choice, it doesn't matter, he's here. You know, there's a lot of things that you're just going to have to deal with and go through, and you're just going to have to be there for him no matter what. So now, I mean, there's a lot of things you got to factor in. You got to make sure your health is good so you can see him grow, graduate out of high school, all that good stuff.
Yeah, you know? Of course. And I don't think about that every day.
You know, right. So that right there, you put things in perspective. You know, I sat here and dropped like 26, 27 pounds. Okay.
All right.
I'm only doing this because I want to make sure that I'm healthy for my children, you know, so as they go, you know, they grow up, you know, in the world, like, okay, yes, we're going to do this. Like, you know, my daughter asked me the other day, Mommy, why are you doing them sit-ups? Why are you doing, because Mommy want to be healthy, you know. So I'm, you know, I can sweat for 20, 30, 40 minutes, knowing that in the long run, I'm going to be sitting at a graduation or able to see my grandchildren, you know, but I'm going to be healthy at the same token. You see what I'm saying?
No disagreements there, because like I said, after what took place for me back in January, you know what I mean? It put a lot, I realized that beyond him, you know, I wasn't living as good, you know, far as eating better and getting better rest. I think you knew last year, how, at one point before that, I was doing a lot of work. I spent more time at work than I did at home.
Yep.
Because exactly. I was like, okay, my son needs something, but, you know, I had to get the money up to get it, what he needs, whatever his mom needs, fine. But now, like I said, after that, it's all I think about is, you know, is trying to right the ship.
Exactly.
So I totally understand when you talk about the workouts and eating this and eating that. But I don't make fun of it. I might have a while back, but now, you know, when the shoe's on the foot, like you said, the choices I have to make now are not just only for me, but it's also for him.
Exactly.
Like you said, I want to be around when he graduates from high school. You know what I mean?
give him whatever he needs, and plus raise him to the point, this is real life, this is what people do, but this is what you learn from all this. I'm going to give you the tools to get you to be an adult for the rest of your life, to where you'll live right, things will happen.
Exactly.
You know, and it's a lot of things you do take into consideration.
Right.
And that happened to be one of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's a good point, is that you want to be able to raise your children where they will make sure they take care of you the right way. Okay? You don't want to end up in a home somewhere and then they all partying with your retirement money.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You want to be able to raise them.
Give them the ass whoopings when they don't remember.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. You definitely got to do that. Definitely got to do that. All right, so I was out here checking out the Raw Deal, and there was a question. There is a question that came out there, and I gotta want to read this. You can't make a man.
I know who it is, but go ahead.
You can't make a man marry you just because you have children together. That is, you know what? That right there. I mean, I can give y'all some stories. I can give y'all some stories. I had, I know this one girl, she was going to make that man marry her, and they actually did get married. But what happened was, the day they got married, he turned to her that night and said, okay, I married you, but I'm going to continue to do the things that I want to do. I gave you what you wanted. But I'm going to continue to do the things that I want to do. Now, that right there, why she think that she's happy because now her child got a name, they married, they got the same name, now she's married, that's a marriage that's just not going to work. Because he didn't want to do it, but you made him do it because y'all had a child together. It's not the right way to go. But ladies, please don't do that. Definitely not the right way to go.
No, but when you think it's going to quiet down a certain situation, that's pretty much, it's going to go that route.
Exactly.
And when that doesn't happen, guess what? Now he's back to doing what he's doing, and she's not going to be upset because now she's trying to take that next step to where, we're married now. You can't do this. He can do what he wants.
Right.
Because, see, my thing is, marriage ain't for everybody. People need to understand that. It's just not.
Nope.
And stuff like that is the reason why you see stuff on the news about, married couple and it went hot, bad, and went, downhill from that point.
Exactly.
I mean, it's ridiculous. You can't, it's not, you just can't do that on that alone. You just can't.
Exactly. You can't. You just gotta put things in perspective. You just gotta say, it's better off just to be by yourself. Just to have instead of having a heartache of dealing with just bullshit. It is.
Right, because the blowback to it all is just, you're fussing with your spouse. But when you got kids involved, don't think they don't pick that up.
Absolutely.
Don't think they don't pick that up. Some of them may not understand it, but at some point they're going to put it together.
Exactly. Man, I would tell you, for the last, I probably made, I'm going to say, because I think the most person that was really upset with me by me leaving my job was my mother. Okay? She but when you wake up with a headache every day and just have pure anxiety, and you have heart palpitations. Yeah, it's time for you to fucking bounce. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And may I say, I'm starting to realize it with my job. There are times I feel great leaving here, but when I get there, you know, sometimes a little discomfort in the chest, I'm tired, and, you know, it's just, wow. I'm like, damn, for something not to be happening so much, I can't believe that, you know, I get here, and it's like I'm a total different person.
Right. You know, it was something, because I was talking to one of my consultants, and she said, man, I talked to her like a few days after, and she's like, man, you sound like 100% better. Every time I talked to you, it was like, you know, it felt like you were sucking the life out of me. And I didn't realize that. And when she said it, and then somebody else said it, and then another person said it, I'm like, damn. Man,
wow.
it was a problem.
Oh, that's like, horrible.
Man, oh my gosh, it was a problem. But let me tell you something. When I made that decision and I announced it, that headache went away, my heart palpitations went away. But you know what? The thing was, I had to sit and think, like, okay, can I actually do this by myself? You know, I am a very strong person. Everybody, you know me, Thomas, forever. I don't know, 25 mm-hmm. years, whatever. So
yeah.
I'm a very strong-willed person, and I have no problems working. Not at all. Okay? Now, the thing is that I had to sit and think, like, am I going to take the tools and the things that I learned at that job and put them into my business? And can it flourish? And will I be able to support the family off of that? And I honestly looked at the numbers, and I'm thinking of this, and I'm like, yes, I'm about to be a doctor. There's nothing, you can't stop me from doing anything. Because once I get that PhD, I'm the baddest. I mean, you know, you can't say nothing. You know, so I had to put things in perspective. So I'm just saying, for the folks out there, if y'all sitting there trying to figure out what direction you're trying to go in life, you need to go ahead and just make that decision. You need to put a plan in action. You need to do this. You just need to do it. I mean, like, let's see, Aunt, you remember the first time I got on the air with Lawless Radio? You was in the room. We were all sitting there like, okay, how are we gonna do this? I'm in the closet, y'all downstairs. We trying to.
Oh, wow. Not to mention me calling you and talking about show subjects.
Exactly. So, you know, over the 2-3 years, it just has evolved. I mean, it has evolved. So you have to really just kind of put things in perspective. And so now I'm getting phone calls like, man, okay, so what really made you do that? I mean, how you gonna survive? And you know what? I'm gonna survive, and I'm not even worried about it. I mean,
you take the stress out of it.
Absolutely, you don't worry about it. You don't trip about what if. You just don't worry about it. You know, I mean, you know, I got like, damn, you left a damn good job. I stayed there forever. I'm like, but you know what? My health was far more important than that damn job. Because I'm
That's
telling
true.
You, I felt like I was about to get a damn heart attack.
And they say a job is not a job unless you love it.
Man. But you know what? I love what I do. So when I'm hitting the masses and y'all see me out there, y'all going to be like, okay. And yes, it's going to happen. You know, because y'all seen it. I mean, y'all seen it. Thomas, we grew up together, basically. And
mm-hmm.
we grew up together, basically. You know?
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it involves. Y'all can honestly say, I am not the same Lynn 20 years ago when y'all met me than I am now.
That is true. That's
okay.
true.
So, you know, it changes. It changes. So yeah, so you all gotta you gotta put things in perspective, and you just gotta think about things that you do. So as I'm winding down and ending the show tonight, I'm going to say this. As you figure out what your fantasy is and how you live it and the things that you do, make sure that when you experience that fantasy of life, love, sex, whatever, and which that you want, make sure you do it because you want to do it and no one else is talking you into it. All right, Aunt Thomas, I appreciate y'all. I think I done talked the whole time away. It's about 11 o'clock. It's time for us to go. All right, y'all. Y'all hold it down. Y'all catch me next week. This is Catrice. You've been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Always, you got to get it hot before you get it wet. Good night, y'all. I'm out.
The way you wrap them legs around me, the way you put it down, got me pulling your hair. Don't even care, you're going hard, I'm going hard. We both was gasping for air. Your legs way up in the air, you like, ooh, daddy right there. The way I put this up on you, can't nobody compare. Now tell me who gon' get that sweater or hit it better. Girl, my sex game on another level. I try to tell you, but I wanna take you there with me. But notice, every time I come around, baby, and I can get your body calling in. Clear the way, cause head first is how I'm diving in. First, second, third shift gears, now we out of here. Tell me where you wanna go, baby, I can take you there. Take you to the moon, now I can take you to my room. I can push the walls back in, just a little deeper. Put your legs behind your head and then throw you in the sleeper. You saying that you love it, well come on baby, keep up. We're trying to reach our future, sexual erotica, cause she love me all inside of her. She wanna keep it in, I'ma keep that thing jerking, I'ma do her ass in. From the window to the wall, make sure that she get it out. It feel better when she put that tiny bush against it low. From the window to the wall, make sure that she get it out. It feel better when she put that tiny bush against it low.
I'm trying to take down. baby, I'ma pick you up.